Well, from the beginning, House Bill 91 was really a path of last resort because we weren't getting feedback.
This is Under the Dome. On today's episode, we'll take a closer look at the North Carolina legislature's scrutiny of the state's high school athletic association. For the News and Observer, I'm Lucille Sherman, your host for this episode of Under the Dome. It's Friday, July 30th. Today with me, I have Avi Bajpai, the News and Observer's summer politics intern, who will soon be our newest breaking news reporter. Hi, Avi. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Lucille.
Avi's been covering this topic since lawmakers introduced legislation to dissolve and replace the North Carolina High School Athletic Association, a mouthful of an acronym, with a new governing body. The latest development happened Wednesday this week, July 28th, when lawmakers met with leaders of the association in a private meeting. We'll talk more about that later, but first, let's talk about what happened with this last week.
Sure. So last week, lawmakers introduced legislation that would basically remove the Athletic Association's authority to oversee high school sports in the state and replace the association with a new governing body. They proposed a 17-member commission, athletics commission that would be housed under the Department of Administration and appointed by the governor and by top leaders of the legislature. And so this bill was introduced in the Senate Education Committee last Tuesday and quickly cleared the Education Committee and the Finance Committee over the next 2 days.
So something I found interesting about this is this bill, House Bill 91, has already been voted on in the House, but it was a completely different bill when it was voted on, I think, months ago. It was a bill about applied behavioral therapy for autism and kids with autism in particular, and changed the supervision of those therapists. And because of the legislature's rules, lawmakers could just completely take that language out of the bill and replace it with something brand new that had nothing to do with it, which really frustrates bill sponsors sometimes, because then your name is on a bill that has literally nothing to do with what it is in the end. So the Senate and the House introduced similar versions of this autism-related legislation earlier in the session, and the Senate version is the version that was actually signed into law. So now they have this House version sort of sitting over here to use, and they gutted that bill and replaced it with the High School Athletic Association language, which I think is interesting and also, again, frustrating to many people. What's your sense of why this legislation was even introduced in the first place?
Yeah, so lawmakers who sponsored the new version of House Bill 91 last week, introduced it in the Senate, they've said that they've had myriad concerns over several months. Namely, lawmakers have said, and these are Republican lawmakers, they've said that they're primarily concerned with the association's finances. The association has more than 420 member schools, many of which are public. And lawmakers have said that for lots of these schools, which have to contribute money into the association, the deal for them, doesn't really make sense. They're not really, they're basically paying much more into the association than they're receiving back. And they've pointed to reports of different high schools, for example, having to pay several thousands of dollars for different equipment. For different games, different sports.
How much money does the organization or the association have exactly?
So as of the association's most recent financial audit, which lawmakers requested a couple of months ago, the association has almost $41 million in total assets, and that's as of last year. And lawmakers have said that that's really concerning because there are several member schools that are strapped for money and for resources, and they've said that a huge chunk of that, of those several millions of dollars, would be better spent if it was redirected to some of these schools that really need this money.
Got it. And what were lawmakers' end goal? Or last week when they introduced this legislation, what did they say their end goal was?
Yeah, so lawmakers who sponsored this legislation last week spoke to members of both the education and finance committees. They basically said that they had been holding talks with the Athletic Association over several months. They said that the association had not been cooperative, had not been answering their questions properly, submitting the different documents that they had requested. And they basically said that they felt that they had reached the end of the road, so to speak, and that it was time to try and create a new governing body, a new commission that would replace the association. So that was their publicly stated goal during committee consideration of this bill last week.
And when they say the association didn't cooperate in answering questions, is that because the association is a private entity? Is that right?
Yeah, the lawmakers were basically expressing frustration and concern that the association, which is a private nonprofit, is technically not obliged to answer all the different questions that lawmakers have about its finances, how it governs high school sports, and several other issues, including fines and fees that it imposes on different schools and other people.
Gotcha. And so the bill would fix that problem if it were signed into law. But this week, there was a little bit of a shift. What exactly changed this week?
Yeah, so a lot has happened over the last couple of days, really. Even after last week's committee consideration of this bill, one of the sponsors, and that's Senator Todd Johnson of Union County, he's a Republican, he spoke with us after the Education Committee's meeting last week. He was signaling back then, this is almost a week ago, he was signaling that this bill would be considered a success if it brought the association back to the negotiating table. And so the question really arose as early as last week of, you know, do lawmakers really intend to see this bill through, have it pass the Senate and the House and reach the governor's desk for a signature, or are they perhaps looking to bring the association back and negotiate, open a new round of negotiations? Let's listen to a few seconds of what Johnson told us.
We welcome any communications from them. If this legislation is what it takes to get the High School Athletic Association to work with us and make desperately needed changes, then great, then this has been a great success.
And as a matter of fact, you know, even at the end of last week's Education Committee meeting, before the committee adjourned, the chair and other lawmakers who brought this legislation forward, they were basically, you know, they were signaling to representatives from the association who were present that morning. That's James Alverson, who's the assistant commissioner of the association. They were signaling to them, you know, they were saying, our doors are open, we're happy to meet with you and hold talks. They even said, you know, we're going to be here until Thursday of this week. So they issued that invitation that early. And so that's where things really sort of kicked off. And that's sort of that's what was the lead-in into this week's event, which was the meeting between lawmakers that finally took place yesterday. That's Wednesday. And that was this meeting between the three Senate Republicans who were responsible for this legislation. So again, that's Johnson, and then Senator Vicky Sawyer of Iredell County, and Senator Tom McGinnis of Anson County. And then also present at this meeting was Representative John Bell of Wayne County. And so these four lawmakers, they met on Wednesday while the legislature was basically on a break, and not too many people were even at the building. But these four lawmakers, they met with a delegation from the association, including Commissioner Q Tucker and members of the board, who include superintendents, athletic directors from different schools across the state. And this meeting lasted for almost 2 hours on Wednesday.
But you weren't allowed into the meeting, right?
No, the meeting was closed to the public and the media. So we were waiting outside of the conference room, trying to speak with lawmakers and representatives of the association, and try to gauge, you know, if they accomplished anything and whether that meeting was productive.
So what was your sense of what happened from that meeting? What did you hear from people as they were leaving the meeting?
Yeah, so the notable thing was that, you know, lawmakers exited the room basically right around the 2 hour mark. They came out, they were smiling, laughing, thanking the association members for their time and for coming over to the legislature. So, you know, it appeared that the meeting was productive, and that they made some kind of progress, representatives from the association. Here's what Bobby Wilkins, who is the president of the association's board of directors, he's also the principal at Hendersonville High School. He offered brief comments after the meeting. Here's a little bit of what he told reporters.
It was a great meeting. We really appreciated the chance to get in there. I think we got a lot accomplished, and I think everybody's in a better place now. So it was really good. We appreciated them inviting us, and it was a good meeting.
So that was the association's board president expressing optimism and saying that everyone was leaving that meeting in a better place. Here's a little bit of what lawmakers told us, specifically Senator Sawyer. She said the meeting was a great first step. She said that this kind of a sit down between any kind of entity that would be affected by pending legislation, so any kind of a company or government agency, you know, a sit down between that entity and lawmakers is routine. She said people are usually, quote, clamoring to speak with lawmakers, which is why she said it was unique that they had to formally invite the association to meet with them this week. But nonetheless, she said it was a good faith gesture on the association's part to come over to the legislature and talk with lawmakers for more than 2 hours. She also defended her and her colleagues' push to get answers from the association and make it push for accountability and transparency. She said that even though the association is a private nonprofit, it still governs public schools and is funded through public dollars, which makes it, quote, an arm of the state and answerable to lawmakers. So to wrap things up, here's a little bit of what Sawyer told us.
Remember, they are an actor of the state, and when they deal with our public schools, and what funds them is public money. And so we see that they absolutely are an arm of the state when it comes to certain duties that have been delegated to them by the Board of Education. So we see that we have to clarify that relationship, we have to strengthen that relationship, and moving forward, I think that's what legislation will look like.
So what I'm taking away from a lot of your reporting and what we've talked about today is that it almost feels like the end goal lawmakers had in mind all along was to bring the association to the table, and that the bill was almost a threat in a way. Is that right?
That's certainly what it looks like, although I'm not sure lawmakers would describe it that way, but it does seem that that was what they've been trying to accomplish all along.
So now what's next?
Yeah, it's not entirely clear. Lawmakers said yesterday that they do believe some sort of legislation, some version of a bill will have to move forward, but it's not clear if they want to move forward with House Bill 91 in its current form, which would dissolve the association, or if after yesterday's meeting they're open to watering it down a little bit and keeping the association in place, but with some of these urgent reforms that they've been pushing for.
Avi, thanks so much for joining me today. I hope I find another reason to have you back on the show sometime soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Lucille.
For more from our politics team, subscribe to the News and Observer at newsobserver.com/subscribe. Follow us on Twitter at Under the Dome and NC Insider, and sign up for our weekly political newsletter, also called Under the Dome, at newsobserver.com/newsletters. Thanks for listening.